Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The Green Party. Y'all love talking about the Green Party. They've proposed an office of punctuality. Now, some people in the Greens have said it sounds like something out of Harry Potter. I got Monty Python off it, to be honest with you. It sounds ridiculous, but we'll see. We'll delve into it now. To keep Ireland's transport system in check, it'll work to banish so-called ghost buses and link up bus and rail services in areas reliant on different modes of transport. Green Party Dublin Central candidate Nessa Hurricane has said that it sounds like something from Harry Potter, for sure. The Green Party pledged to pump €10 billion into the national transport infrastructure in a bid to supercharge the delivery of major public transport projects, including Metrolink, Dart Plus, Lewis extensions and several new rail and bus links around the country. But we want to know if you think it's something that we need. What do you think about public transport where you live? Is it something that matters to you? Do you use it? Give us your experiences. I want to hear about ghost buses and everything. WhatsApp us on 087 188 0008. You can also get involved on social media at Classic Hits on X and Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. Dave, you kind of agree with me because it'll be run by a Monty Python show.
I mean, it does. It really does kind of scream ministry of silly walks, like,
doesn't it? Yeah, the Department of Punctuality.
Yeah. You know, I genuinely can hear John Cleese doing the funny walk into the office and a bunch of Irish civil servants sitting around the table from start talking.
I love it. But do you think we need it?
We do. Well, no, we don't need another fucking department that's going to, you know, be all about efficiency and then, as the civil service in this country runs, be completely inefficient and waste loads of money. I mean, there's enough people working here at the moment. I don't think it takes like a brain surgeon to help we get the buses to run on times. You know, like I'm sure that we can use AI in some form to, you know, help with traffic, not traffic management, but like, you know, like anybody working in that kind of a job would know there are particular times of the day when you have more traffic, where there are roadworks on, blah, 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 and you could plan accordingly, you know. So I don't necessarily think we need a department to make sure the buses run on time, you know, but more public transport, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because they say that the office is going to sit within the NTA and have a minister responsible for transport operations.
They'll have a minister and then the minister will have a secretary and then they'll have their underlings and, yeah, more jobs for the boys, really.
Wouldn't they maybe have been better off saying, look, what we're going to do is we're going to redesign the NTA and have all these...
Don't we already have a transport minister? Would that not fall into their remit, no?
That's what I would have thought. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. I mean, this sounds to me like they have the structure that they need, the buses, the Lewis, the Darts, etc., and that they want to add on like a supercharge kind of part to it that's going to cost, you know, even more money. Whereas I would have thought they could just make it more efficient in the first place.
Do you know what they do? Don't bother employing anybody from Ireland. Seek the help of the Japanese because they have probably hands down one of the most efficient public transport systems on the face of the planet. Send some to Japan. You know, send them on taxpayer money. Who gives a shit? Send them to Japan for 6 months with a team of people. Find out how they did it and come back and do it here. Because anytime we try to do it homegrown for our own steam, it ends up costing a lot of money, a waste of time, and it's wholly inefficient and not as per usual. You know, instead of being like, oh, let's do the Irish solution. Don't do the Irish solution. The Irish solution never fucking works. Look at the countries that have fantastic public transport systems. Send people there. Get them to, you know, spend 6 months, 12 months there. Find out how they did it. Come back and use those ideas.
I think anecdotally I've heard, a little birdie told me that in a lot of areas in the country, they will fly in consultants from countries like, say, Japan that have really successful transport systems. They will fly them in and they'll take them out for the day and they'll sit down and they'll listen to their proposals and they'll spend money and they'll do all that. And then they say goodbye to them and they do what they want anyway.
Yeah, but see, that's what I mean. Like, that's just a tick-in-the-box exercise just to say, oh, we got consultation. You know, I nearly wonder, is it an ego thing? You know, like, is that the reason why we have such shit politicians? Is because
they're never willing to put their hands up and admit, Jesus, lads, we made a balls of this. Sorry about it. We'll do, you know, we'll try to do better next time. I mean, Simon Harris and the leaders' debates last week was a fine example of that. Like, bringing somebody in for a couple of days to say, how do you do it? We're going to, you know, we're going to copy that. That doesn't work. Send them to the place where it's done. Make them, you know, spend days not sitting in an office with some guy in a suit, on the ground, learning how these things work from the ground up. Send engineers, train drivers, the people who are actually going to do these jobs, send them over and let them learn how to do it. Not some pencil-pushing gobshite who's only thinking about his next job in Europe or his pension. Send the people who are actually going to be on the ground doing the grunt work, and then it might actually work.
Do you use public transport yourself, Dave?
If I'm going away and I can get the train, I like to get the train. Because I just, like, I live in rural Ireland. I get up in the morning, I drive my kids to crash, drive to work, drive home, drive. So I'm a bit sick to my back key to driving. You know, if I have a day off, I don't want to get in the car and drive somewhere. I wouldn't mind getting on a bus or getting on a train or, you know, like let somebody else take care of it for me. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah, I like the train. I don't drive, you see, so I get buses and taxis and trains and everything.
You save yourself so much hassle here, lad.
Well, do you know, I used to avoid the bus because I thought that it was very unreliable. And ever since the apps came in on my phone, I can literally tell when the bus is coming for sure. Now, there is one thing that does happen quite a bit, and the Greens are talking about this, and it's part of the Department of Punctuality, is the ghost buses. That happens quite a lot. More often than it probably should, in that the app says 4 minutes away and then it says 6 minutes away and then it goes scheduled and then it goes poof, gone forever. And it's really, really annoying at 6 o'clock when you want to get home.
Yeah, like I remember, like, we used to live in Dublin before we moved, my family moved down the country, and I do remember days there being in town and waiting outside Easton's for the bus to come and pick us up and bring us home, and it could be, you know, you look at the old timetable and, you know, it could be 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes late, and, you know, then the bus driver pull up and everybody gives him a bollock, and more than once the bus driver actually drove off. So, yeah, but the new bus services that they've been running down the country, I remember when they first started and people were saying, oh, sure, who's going to be getting the bus and blah, 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 blah. They've been a roaring success in rural Ireland just from getting people from where I live into Limerick City or to Cashel, or, you know, there's a lot of people who might not drive, or even elderly people who'd be like, yes, I might go to the city for the night. Just giving them extra mobility, say.
Yeah. Well, public transport, it is important. Dave, stay with me. I want to get Kathleen in on this. Kathleen, what do you make of the Department of Punctuality to make our buses and trains and Lewis's run better?
Well, I'm like yourself. I can't drive. I use the Lewis quite a lot. It's a great service, but it's too jammed and there's too many, you know, it's a good service, the Lewis, right?
Yeah.
No complaints about that at all. The trains are brilliant. Now, Irish Rail, I have a little bit of a disability, you know, and they're brilliant, I have to say. Irish Rail are absolutely brilliant. If they know you have issues, you just tell them what's wrong. How can we help you? And they're there and you can really rely on them, you know.
That's good to hear, Kathleen.
2 years.
That's good to hear. You've had good experiences. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have low blood pressure and I had a few falls, so it made me very nervous getting off the bus and or getting off anything, you know, anything I'm not too sure of.
Of course.
And
yeah.
Once I tell them that, they can't do enough. Brilliant, I have to say now.
Well, absolutely, it's important brilliant. To say that tonight, Kathleen. I'm glad you said that because, you know, what we're talking about here, and, you know, everybody gives out about buses and things like that. That's just the nature of things. But the people that are driving them and the people that are working there, they're fabulous. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the bus drivers that I come across are sound as a pound and very good. Yeah.
You'll get the odd one when you ask them, can you put the platform down? You get the odd one, give you a look.
Of course.
And you just kind of, you know, but you have to hold on for dear life when, you know, you just hope they won't go too fast and, you know, end up falling or something like that, you know.
But, you know, I had a caller in here the other night who has a son who's in a wheelchair, and she had an awful experience with the bus driver.
I think I heard that.
Yeah,
I think I actually heard that one.
He wouldn't let her on the bus. Disgraceful.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but they should have maybe what they could do. But the Green Party, I'm sorry to say that I think they've been a very bad on the consumer. They're talking about putting all this money and taxpayers' money into public services. Oh, well and good. But what they don't tell you is they're not on the... As somebody that does vote, I'm from England, but I've been over here over 20 years.
Yeah.
They're very sneaky. I wouldn't trust them.
Have you ever voted for the Greens, Kathleen?
Never, because I've seen what they were doing before they even done it. I've seen what they... I watched and seen what they were doing with the bills and all. And they were putting extra money on people's bills.
Well, the public transport.
I'm not voting for. Now, don't get me wrong, it's an extra tax, you know, on electricity bills before the COVID and everything. And I just thought it was very sneaky, you know, the carbon tax.
Yeah, the carbon tax.
An awful lot on the back of your bill, you know. So, I mean, they should be looking after people. If you want to vote for the Green Party, they need to be looking after the people who voted for them, not putting it, you know. I know they're looking after the environment. I appreciate that, but I just don't trust them, you know. I just my opinion. It's just what I've seen over the while, you know.
Well, there's one thing you can say about the Greens, and I've heard this an awful lot of people, is whether you agree or disagree with the policies, they get them done. And this is the thing, yeah. When Eamon Ryan said he was going to put in cycle lanes and that, he did it. And when they said they were going to do the 90-minute the 90-minute fare around Dublin, the flat fare, they did it. So they do follow through. So I guess in for some voters, they love that about the Greens, and they like the policies. Yeah.
I can understand that. But, I think that the likes of bus lanes and all this, that people are in the city, I know you have to have eyes, you have to be so careful because the bikes, you know, the delivery bikes.
Yeah.
They don't follow the, you know, you have to be so careful.
Oh, absolutely. You need eyes.
It's all well and good. I appreciate that they're putting it into, you know, for cyclists and other different things. I appreciate that, but you see, they don't look at the person that's walking.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you need eyes in the back of your
Maybe
head, Kathleen. You need eyes in the back of your head. Stay there, because I've got Owen here. Owen, you think bus drivers are leaving the job because of abuse?
Oh, there is no doubt about that.
Yeah?
There is no doubt about that, yeah. There is a piece here on the local papers about it, and I've met a few of them who have left bus Erin because of threats and abuse. There's even been times where the bus service has been withdrawn from parts of Cork City because of threats to drivers. There's numerous incidences of bus windows being broken, assaults on drivers, egging, there's no kind of like throwing eggs at us, we just young fellas. It's a distraction and it's not nice, but it's not a real menace. But there has been real violence aimed against public servants operating the public transport.
I saw it myself one night. I was on the bus and a bunch of young fellas went up and started banging the bus driver's glass door that they have to protect them, and he opened it and he got out, and they ran ragged around the bus. He had to stop the bus, and he was getting awful abuse and names being thrown at him and everything. I mean, it was do you know what, it was concerning for everybody on the bus. I was a bit nervous. I was like, what are they going to do, you know, because it's very unpredictable. But now they've got they have security on buses now around Dublin for sure.
A little, but I mean, I rarely take buses. The last time I was
on. Owen, are you there?
Smoking dope and everything, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the unions, the actual trade unions, like SIPTU and the bus workers unions, they're having to agitate for security on the buses and the transport police, which is in place in London now a long time, I do admit that, but it's a very poor indication of our society. when things have gone downhill so much that people are jeopardising their own bus route by acting the goal this way. Like, you know, it's very disappointing. And they're having they're advertising every day for bus drivers, and keeping them is the problem.
Well, it sounds to me then that it wouldn't be too bad a thing if they pumped 10 billion into it, like the Greens are promising.
Public transport should be better and it should be more utilised. I really see it here. Michael Collins, local TD here for West Cork, he got the bus links going and West Cork Connect and things like that, and it's made a huge difference. Not just alone getting up to the city, but within West Cork, getting older people into towns, and it's been very sociable. Now, our big problem is there's no buses and no taxis for, like, in the evenings. If you want to go out, if you're coming from a drink or whatever, that's a huge problem. And that's not going to be addressed by the Greens. It's not. There's no two ways about that. And the lack of public transport is severely curtailing an awful lot of life in rural areas, not just West Cork. But what has been pioneered here with the smaller buses, the West Cork Connect, 15, 20, 25-seater, they can go up country roads and do the runs. It's making a huge difference. So I'm all in favour of improving public transport nationwide. It must be done.
And do you think we need a new department to deal with that, or should they just fix the NTA and make sure that it's properly kitted out?
Well, look, I think what we need is what Trump is bringing in the States, you know, this oversight into the civil servants to stop the
Department of Government Efficiency.
Money. Yeah, well, the Children's Hospital, the CIE never made money. Erin Road Éireann has never made money. You know, it could make money. Like, there's people running the airport bus service and they're making good money. Like, but how come CIE and Erin Road Éireann, none of them can make money? The bus shelter, now, the Children's Hospital is not a waste of money. It is not a waste of money. I must emphasise that. But it's shameful the way the dubious people have been able to milk it for all it's worth. You know, and if there was someone like, well, I'd be more in favour of someone like Putin or somebody like who catch a hold of them and give them a proper spanking, because the government, it isn't government money. People go on about, oh, it's government money.
I don't think that's been proposed. Owen, I don't think that's been proposed at all.
Well, government has no money. Government only has money they steal off the taxpayers. And to have dubious contractors and all kinds of things happening to steal that hard-earned money off the Irish people is disgraceful, and that needs to be clamped down. And it would be better spent if it wasn't getting stolen by crooks.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to have to wait and see. That's the Department of Punctuality proposal from the Green Party to fix the issues that we have with our public transport system. A lot of people texting in tonight saying you don't need to have a brand new department to deal with that. Just make sure the one that's there is fit for purpose. And in 2024, we should have a public service transport system that works and is effective for everybody, especially in this day and age in a modern capital city like Dublin and of course, Cork and Galway and all around the country. We need better public transport. Sure, we'll see what happens anyway in the election on the 29th of November.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.